Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's time for you to wake up. Happy Wednesday. Here we are halfway through the week already, and we're focusing on this question. Are you a sinner? The answer is yes. I have disobeyed God. I'm in the studio with one of my favorite people, but he also is a sinner himself. His name is Will. Say hey to everybody, Will.
Hey.
Will, I'm super excited that you're here today. And, you know, one time, Will's mom sent me a text to let me know that something super important was happening at Will's church. I got to go and see it. Will got baptized. And when he got baptized, this was so cool. Do you remember this, Will? They asked him to tell about when he became a child of God. And he stood up and he was so mature and he explained about becoming a child of God. Can you tell us a little bit? Is that okay, Will? I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. Can you tell them a little bit about how you found out that you were a sinner and you needed to be rescued?
It was just about all the sermons I heard and even from you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know I'm my favorite preacher. I don't know if I've ever told you that. So you were hearing people explain that you needed to be rescued from your sin. And eventually you realized it was time for you to turn away from your sin and put your trust in Jesus. Is that right?
Am I
on it right? And so after hearing at your church, the Good News Clubs that we do together, and your parents teaching you, it was time for you to turn away from your sin, put your trust in Jesus. And I guess, were you 8 years old when you did that?
Yes, sir.
Yep. So, because I was thinking you were probably 8 when you got baptized. And so you became a Christian. You got adopted into God's family. You're his child, and you were rescued from your sin. You were baptized to show everybody that you were God's child. But here's a big question. It's not a fun one really to answer. But does that mean that you're perfect now, Will? Does that mean you never do anything wrong because you're a child of God?
No, sir.
Of course not. None of us are perfect while we're here on earth. Now, when we get to heaven, God's going to take away our sinful nature completely, and we'll be able to live perfect lives. But we're not doing that now. We are sinners. You and I are children of God, so we're rescued sinners, adopted into God's family, but we're still sinners. We're going to talk about that some more after this weird joke of the day.
How excited was the farmer about spring?
I don't know, Will. How excited was the farmer about spring?
So excited he wet his plants.
Wake up, kid. It's Pastor Jeremy, and this week we are talking about the fact that you are a sinner. You have disobeyed God. Romans 3:23, we've quoted it a couple times already. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody has sinned. But what about the person who's turned away from their sin, the person who's put their trust in Christ, the person who has had their heart washed clean and their sin washed away, and they're rescued from the punishment that they deserve, and they're adopted into God's family? Is that person still a sinner? Does that person still sin? The truth is, yes, we are still sinners. We still have a sinful nature inside of us. The difference is now we also have the Holy Spirit inside of us that will teach us and show us and give us the strength and wisdom to live the life God wants us to live and do the things that God wants us to do. But it's still possible as a child of God to choose to do wrong things and to sin. The book we call 1 John was written by John, the disciple. And we find out later in the book that he wrote this to Christians to help them know for sure and have confidence that they are Christians. But in the very first chapter, he says this about himself and other Christians. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, this is John, the one whom Jesus loved. He walked with Jesus. He put his trust in Jesus. He was adopted into Jesus' family as probably a teenager. And now as an old man, he's been living as a child of God for decades. And now he says, if we say that we don't sin, we are fooling ourselves and we're lying to ourselves. He includes himself. And he's a child of God, but he knows he's not a perfect person. He still sins. He still messes up. He still chooses to do wrong things. He still rebels against God, even as a child of God. While he's on earth, even with the Holy Spirit living inside of him, he has the opportunity to choose sin, and sometimes he does. Then he says, in verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you're a child of God, sin still has negative effects. It still messes up your life. It still messes up your relationship with God. He never lets go of you. He never stops loving you. He never stops being your father if you're adopted into his family. But sin gets in the way of that. But the Bible says if we'll come to him and confess our sins, admit that we've done wrong and agree with him that it was wrong, he'll forgive us and he'll cleanse us from unrighteousness and put us back close to him. Are you a sinner if you're a child of God? Yes, you still sin sometimes, but that doesn't mean you stop being God's child. And it does mean you have the opportunity to come to him, tell him you're sorry, agree with him that it was wrong, and have that sin erased like it never happened so things can be close between you and God again.